Flash Flood by Chris Ryan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. "This is crap, this train," said the youth with the pierced eyebrow, and kicked the door next to his seat. It was one of those old-type trains with doors that slam shut, and when he kicked it, the window rattled. A woman sitting on the end of the row with a leather hold-all on her knee jumped at the sound and looked annoyed. The youth's two friends, both wearing hoodies and a variety of face piercings, saw her reaction and snorted with laughter. They were about 16, they were bored, and they were determined to make everyone else suffer too. Like everyone else in the carriage, Ben and Rachel tried to ignore them. The train journey was unpleasant enough as it was. Ever since they had got on at their hometown of Macclesfield in Cheshire, it had been stop-start all the way. Now it was stop. Heavy rain had caused flooding and signal failures. The carriage smelled of wet raincoats and damp seats. The floor was wet from dripping umbrellas. Some people were wearing Wellington boots. You could hardly believe it was the first week of August. Everyone was fed up, wondering when the train was going to move again. Ben Tracy, dark blonde hair, thoughtful face, 13 years old but looked older, was going to London to spend the day with his mother. His parents were separated, and he didn't get to see his mother very often because she travelled a lot. 22-year-old Rachel, his next-door neighbour, was fully made up and dressed much more smartly than Ben. She was accompanied.